Do it again. Okay. All right, got it now.
Hi, this is Crystal Z. Campbell. We're at Hudson Hall. Today is May 27, 2026, and I'm here with Alora
Agston.
And I'm going to allow Alora to introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Alora Agston, she, her pronouns. I am here to sing two very silly songs for you in my Hudson Hall debut. One is a song my mom used to sing, just kind of around the house. I have no idea where it came from. And then the other one is one I used to sing when I was working as a children's librarian doing story time for toddlers. So I'll start with my mom's song. I don't know if it has a name. A peanut sat on the railroad track, its heart was all aflutter. Then round the bend came number 10, toot toot, peanut butter, squish. And the squish was the very important part at the end. That always got me and my sibling cackling. All right, and then the other song is one I used to sing when I worked as a children's library associate in the Cleveland Heights Public Library. I'd have a stuffed bear named Coco, a little brown bear that I would sit on my lap. And Coco would be the greeting for the children as they came into story time. And Coco would give high fives. Coco would give hugs to kids who wanted it. Coco was absolutely beloved. There were several Cocos because Coco got a little worn out after all of the children's hugs. But every story time at this library branch had to start, "Hello, Coco. Hello, Coco. Hello, Coco. Hello, hello, hello." And then, you know, the kids would sing it back and, you know, they'd be so excited to see Coco the bear. And then at the end, every story time ended with, "Goodbye, Coco. Goodbye, Coco. Goodbye, Coco. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye." That's it.
Oh, very lovely.
Thank you.
Can you share a little bit of information about the first song you shared and kind of give us a date of when maybe you might have heard that?
The peanut song. I don't know. Like, my mom would always just be singing little things around the house. Like, there was lots of music in my family, but no, it was never like anything cohesive. It was just like my dad would sing like a chorus of like a heart song, or my mom would sing like a chorus of a folk song or something. So I don't know. I probably remember like when I hearing it was like 5 or 6. So I was born in 92. So that would be like, I don't know, late 90s probably. Again, no idea where it came from. She was born in the early 60s. So maybe it was something from her childhood.
What do you remember about her doing when she was singing that song?
I think it was mostly just to get a reaction out of me and my sibling, who's a couple years older than me. And my dad always used to like the squish part at the end. Like, that always had to be included, and it couldn't be in a sing-songy voice. Like, it was just more ridiculous if she's toot toot, peanut butter, squish. Like, it had to be spoken for whatever reason.
And what about the second song? Can you place us where that song was sung?
So that was in Coventry Village Branch Library, which is in Cleveland Heights, which is a first-ring suburb of Cleveland. I was probably 22 when I started working there, so it was like my first job right out of college. And I was, you know, had never done a story time before. I was barely sure I wanted to be a librarian. But I walk in and I was like, "Hey, I want to do programming with kids, this is fun, etc., etc." And they're like, "Here's a bear, start singing." And I was like, "What?" I think I had sung in choir in high school, but not really anything since then, and never on my own. But kids don't care, they just enjoyed it. And I was secondary. Coco was the real star there.
What was the demographic of some of the kids?
Oh, gosh, most of them I would say were between. For that story time, it was for every single story time, so we did some that were for babies, like, and sometimes we got babies who were like young as like 3 months, but generally speaking it was like, I don't know, 18 months to like 3 to 5, somewhere in that range is the kids we'd get. kids from all over the place. And so Cleveland Heights is a pretty diverse suburb. So there'd be white kids, black kids, Asian kids. There was a really big Chinese population in Cleveland Heights because a lot of folks would come to work at Case Western Reserve or be a grad student at Case Western Reserve or be doing some sort of, like, I don't know anything about the medical field, but like do some sort of medical training at like Cleveland Clinic or University Hospitals, which were right there. So they'd live in Cleveland Heights. And so we actually had like Chinese language story times run by a mom who, you know, would do Chinese language stories and songs and things like that. And then none of the librarians, myself included, spoke Chinese, but we would have stuff for the library and we would do the Coco song and things like that. But it was a really beautiful collaboration. But yeah, so a lot of Chinese kids were there, both American Chinese as well as folks who were born in China too.
Can I ask you one question?
Sure, yeah.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
I have too much anxiety to do karaoke. But if I have a few drinks in me, I'll probably start sobbing and sing Adele's Someone Like You. All right, now I'm going to talk back to the archive. What's your go-to karaoke song?
I don't do karaoke.
You're like, no.
Which is blasphemous, you know, because my mom's Filipino.
Oh, but... okay. Yeah. Do you have anything you want to share song-wise? Has Coco inspired you?
Coco has inspired me, but I still don't think of any, I don't have any
okay.
strong recollection of any lyrics.
That's okay. No. That's okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much
thank
for this.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate you taking us back.
Goodbye.